Good evening, and here I am. For anybody who was wondering, where is Anita B? Here I am, here I be on CITR. This is 101.9 FM coming at you from the campus of UBC. So my show usually starts at 6:30, and I go till 8 every second Wednesday. But Julie was here, and she was slightly mixed up because the person I alternate with, Spike, asked her to stay longer, etc. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You do your thing. So here I am, 15 minutes, starting a little later due to unforeseen circumstances. It's all good, though. So my show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. And my contacts are killing me. I've been wearing my contacts for like way too long. And I'm quite aware, so it's my own fault. But and when that happens, all you contact wearers, I'm sure you can relate. Well, my eyes hurt. And then I think it's a dryness kind of thing. And then bright lights just bug me. So I've decided to turn down the light in here, and it's kind of cozy and seductive. All right, here we go. So let's start with some Canadian music, and let's end with some Canadian music, and let's fill in the whole middle there with Canadian music. Metric, the metric. I've never understood. Is it the metric or is it just metric? If it was my band, I'd call us the metric. But if it wasn't, I don't know, maybe just metric. So anyways, we're going to start off with metric, the metric. This is a band out of Toronto who have lived in various places, and where they're living now, I think it's Toronto again. I think this album was recorded in, Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken. But they are CanCon. Let me see what kind of, in the dark here, what can I read? It was recorded, la 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 la. I think this is why light should be in the studio here. The Warehouse, recorded at Giant Studios. I think that's in New York. Oh, well, that's okay. We're going to hear the first song, which is called Help, I'm Alive. I love this song. It's so good. There you go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The Metric. They're gonna eat me alive.
keeps beating like a hammer. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. Suggestion, just use this, you'll feel on top. You won't be able to stop. 1, 2, 3, 4. All she's ever been is a beauty queen, but she still feels so ugly.
All right, that right there is something from a band called The Oz. And The Oz are banned out of Vancouver, and they are comprised of Sarah, Davina, Veronica, and Edaya. I guess it's Edaya. I guess it's small, maybe it's 3 girls and a boy. But anyways, as the picture seems to indicate, but I got that from Quentin. Quentin does a show here at CITR called, I think it's called Everything... Wait, Everything with Chips, I think. Very cool guy, originally from Scotland, so he's got that really, really cool Scottish accent. And so he was one who turned me on to these gals and one boy, who it's sort of twee-ish, kind of reminiscent of Cub. You all know Cub, right? Vancouver girls back in, I don't know, early mid-90s. Yeah, sort of that same kind of vibe. Good. Not bad. All right. That was The Oz. Okay. Now then if you want to know how to, spell it, it is, AHS, The Oz. There you go. Okay. Then before that, so it's AHS, not OZ or OZ. Okay. And that's not it. But before that, we heard The Metric, whatever, with the song Help, I'm Alive, from the album, their new album, Fantasies. Okay. All right, now I'm back on talking to you all because I got a request. So this is fun and exciting. And the request was for a band out of Edmonton. Well, it's not a band. It's like an artist, if you want to call it that, out of Edmonton called The Joe. And Paul has requested this. So Paul has called in. And apparently, so Joe, The Joe, if you want to call him The Joe, is a white guy with, you know, the geek chic glasses. He looks kind of cute, actually. Kind of my type. Kind of guy I'm attracted to. Like my husband. Anyway, he's actually kind of looks like my husband. Hi, Ralphie, if you're listening. So he's from Edmonton, and Paul has requested You're Cool from The Joe, who's a hip-hop white guy. So, again, from Edmonton. All of those three things that go together are just seemingly, maybe two negatives make a positive. So I'm willing to give this a shot. And then also, by the way, Paul is asking me to relate this show information piece to you, and that is Rah Rah, which is a band out of Regina, who is like indie pop rock kind of band, are playing at Wise Hall. Oh, and you know what? Did I forget the date? Well, that might help. Anyways, they're playing with a band from Regina. Oh, wait a second. They're from Regina at Wise Hall with Red Cedar and Yukon Blood. Now, problem is that I don't know if I recorded the date. I mean, I know I didn't, but I don't know if I was told the date. And if obviously, my brain wasn't fully on. It's just been one of those days, you know. So, anyways, let's just all listen to The Joe. That sounds fun. Now, the song I said is going to be You're Cool. Now, it seems to me that my CBC Radio 3 all of a sudden is not working. So let me refresh this page. And when I come back, we You're should be cool. hearing.
When you were Here 14, we are. You hate your dad.
This
when
is
you
it.
Were 15, you took a lot of photographs. They were Polaroids, and your parents were so annoyed and just wished inside their heart that you would go and get employed. When you were 16, you thought you liked to skateboard. When you were 17, you thought that you should skate more. When you were 18, you knew you'd never skate again, and it was high time you found a hobby you felt safer in. It wasn't pain, of course, but just that you were over it. High school was cool and all, but it's done. Get over it. You scoffed at all your friends who went to get real jobs, contemplating how to get your dumb friends to peel off. After thinking hard, it all became apparent that being cool would come by hunting out the esoteric. You were itching for stuffy pedantic arguments and thought about trading in your hoodie for a cardigan. And so you did. Off to college for an arts degree, you thought CJSR was chic and volunteered heartily. And it was like Eureka when you finally seen the multitude of cool people saying music is a part of me. Every day you went to Megatunes and Blackbird till you heard the library was free of use and faster. You liked lo-fi and Icelandic shoegaze. You finally got your very own night show on Tuesdays. You went to lots of shows and you were sort of well-known, putting every local celebrity in your cell phone. You started working at American Apparel, giving condescending looks to every single kid you dare go. I mean, we all know you need to dress decently, unless you're a big deal inside the local theater scene. That was around when you found out about the Metro and seeing real cinema was too cool to let go. Monday nights you went to Princess or Garno, unless you caught wind of some loft party or art show. The French films became your absolute favorite. Someone told you that they're similar to novels. Whoa! It was your big awakening to literature, and you felt as if your whole life before was immature. Books, 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 it's all you really cared for. That was when you started always thinking of the airport. You started saying all we had was Leonard Cohen, besides some Margaret Atwood poems, Canada's a no one. You liked the Frenchies, and of course the expatriates, and similar to Sartre, you were an existential atheist. You called God the G word, but you liked holy water, but as for any piety, you said, why bother? You were more for the reckless life of dead authors. All this plus your sociology minor made you postmodern. The funny part was that you didn't know what happened, but all of a sudden you wanted to leave in a Kerouac fashion. You lust for that sentimental irresponsibility, thinking any sort of staying still is a futility. Ironically, you were all for Marx and Engels, admitting cynically that you would probably vote for Hillary. But you're Canadian, even though you hate it here, so you voted green, hugged a tree, and kept on changing your degree. It occurred to you that thin people looked depraved and interesting, and because of that, they were treated different. You also noticed most of the fatty foods you craved were made of meat and dairy, so you were all in for veganism. You didn't say it was that you could look deathly ill, but because animals are people too, and why should they be treated different? That's the only self-denial university and still, because in a postmodern way, you give it yourself over to hedonism. Huh. So Who can define what love is anyway? That two people forever thing is up and died with Hemingway. So idealistic, it's so Jane Austen. It's too difficult to find and too easy to get lost in. You found a mirror to love inside of every set of eyes, and the sadder ones that always had you hypnotized. You took them to your dorm till it became the norm. But soon every morn felt bitterly forlorn. Your lovers left, and you weren't even sore at them, cause sex had grown boring and you rarely even orgasmed. You just wanted to touch base with yourself. You felt you built this house without a door to get back out. All despondent with the Baudelaire and we, sardonic and lethargic and almost suicidal. You'd fall asleep with cigarettes on the sheet, nearly dying every night as if it were some recital. Cause it's always been cool to have everyone calling you, concerned you're gonna kill yourself if they aren't calling you. The only thing holding you back from killing yourself was years of Sunday school and the childish fear of hell. You missed your childhood when you'd known who you were, when life wasn't a contest to which you had adjourned. You bust home for Christmas with your ghost beside you, when your parents and your siblings barely recognized you. You saw your mother's eyes and your spirit stirred. You saw you weren't free, as you had believed. All along, hell was where you were, not somewhere that you were going to be.
I'm vegetables, I'm gonna chop down my vegetables. I love you most. My favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right up. I'm red as a bee, cause I'm so embarrassed.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Enjoy that. That right there was a band called Forest City Lovers. The song was called Minneapolis. And that, as well as the next song I'm going to play for us all, is on a compilation called Friends in Bellwoods 2. So I'll read to you a little blurb on the top of the CD here. It says, Friends in Bellwoods 2 is a compilation that captures the camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. And I got to tell you, the CD design is actually quite clever and cute. Not cute. That's not a good word. Just really effective. I like it. It's very cool. And I'm excited because I'm going to play as something from one of my more favorite Canadian bands. They're actually right up there. And that is the Dubervilles. Durbervilles. Why am I saying Duber? Durber. The Durbervilles. So it's D apostrophe U-R-B-E-R-V-I-L-L-E-S. The Durbervilles. They're coming up next, but let me just tell you a little bit about the other stuff we heard. So before the Forest City Lovers here on CITR 101.9 FM, we heard Pink Mountaintops with the song Axis, Thrones of Love. They're local, of course, and they have a new album out. It's called Outside Love. And then something from a guy out of Edmonton called The Joe. That's the artist's name. And the song is called You're Cool. And that was a request by Paul. So there you go, Paul. And I did enjoy that. It wasn't bad at all, actually. It was pretty clever. Pretty witty. You go, The Joe. All right. There you go. So my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music is played on CITR. The weather. You know what I'll do is I'll check out the weather for us. But when I walked into the studio here, it was still overcast. And as I headed west through the city, it was raining. But it seemed to be clearing up here. That's my WKRP in Cincinnati weather report. Do you remember that? The one guy, was it Les Nessman? One of them would open up like the windows to the studio and go, oh, the news, the weather report. It's raining. Okay. All right. So let's move on. Like I said, the Durbervilles. This is a band out of Guelph and from the same compilation, Friends in Bellwoods 2, that we heard just now. This song is called... Why can't I find it? The Durbervilles. Magic Arrow. Here we go. This song here is called Magic Arrow. And of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You know what? I don't think this is the right song. But we'll listen to it because it's off to a nice start so far. Let's just give it a whirl.
The sun is coming up. Same bridge it was in the evening.
I think this is called Le Pigeon. There we go. It's not bad.
Now it's just sort of freezing rain. I'm looking left and right, and it's always the darkest on that side. The sun is coming up, and it's always the coldest on that side.
Yeah.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Mystic Palm, Jam and Tebro. If you escape your magic arrow, well, I saw you reel them in for miles. You'll each captivate a crooked eye. Disposition, refractions of your center prism, your magic arrow flies precision. Thank you.
right, that right there was Thrush Hermit from their 1997 major label album. What were they released on? What was it again? It was Elektra. Yeah. 1997, Sweet Home Wrecker. We heard the song, I'm Sorry If Your Heart Has No More Room. And yes, the boy heartthrob band back in the day for myself. They were a few years younger than me, but I always thought they were just such a cute band out of Halifax. And my dream came true one day when my own little band there actually shared a stage in London, Ontario with Thrush Hermit. Wow, was I ever excited. It was like the hottest day ever. It was in the summer and it was like, I think the high was 34. So having lived in BC for a few years and being originally not too far from London, I'm originally from Windsor, I was like, I had been sort of West Coast acclimatized and it was freaking hot. And there's pictures of us on stage and sweat, like buckets, like coming off out of our pores. Like it was just crazy. But Thrush Hermit was headlining. So it made it all worth it. All worthwhile. Yes. Very cool. Okay. Thrush Hermit. Then the D'Urbervilles were in there before that. We heard three songs from the same, compilation. This compilation is out of Toronto. It's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. We heard the D'Urbervilles with Magic Arrow. And then before that, mistakenly, I started the wrong song. But it was good. I'm glad. Because I discovered that I like this band, or at least I like the song called Freezing Rain by Le Pigeon. Le Pigeon. I like them. So I'm going to have to play them again. So that was a happy mistake. A good mistake. And if you're listening way back when, we heard the Four City Lovers from the same compilation. My name is Anita B. This here is CITR 101.9 FM. This is coming at you from the campus of UBC. And my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Oh, and coming up in half an hour exactly will be Val. Val's show, of course, is called Folk Oasis. And she's here from 8 until 10. And she's a doll. She's a darling. She covered my last show. So that was 2 weeks ago. Oh, thank you so much, Val. That was wonderful. I was back in Windsor. And, yeah, I was reverted to being like an 18-year-old living like with my parents with a husband and two kids. So, yeah. Okay, let's not think about that. Okay, so Val Cormier is here from 8 until 10. Then we move on to Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. All right, there you go. That's our lineup for tonight. Let's move on with some more Canadian music because that is what the show is all about. So I think we're going to hear something from, we're going to hear another oldie. How about some, you know what? I think I played Andrew Vincent last time, but that's okay. I'm kind of in a Andrew Vincent revivalism period here. This album is good. I think I like this one better than his new one. The new one's called, it's called Lovely Pair. It's out right now. But anyways, this is called A Short Trip with the Pirates. And I have two favorite songs on the CD. It was released back in, I don't know, 01 maybe? Something like that? 2000? Let me double check this. I need to now know that piece of information. 2001. Okay, 2001. Yeah, I really like the song Girlfriend's Dog. And I really like Christian Skaters. But I think we'll listen to Girlfriend's Dog because it's the song is all about Julio. Julio down by the schoolyard, you know that tune. It's a nice play on that one. Okay, so here we go. This right here is Andrew Vincent and the Pirates. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
From Labrador, sitting at home with my girl. as we're drawing near. I do not know anyone who's buried here. In the basement singing songs, Huey turned the PA on. Judy, let us rock that room at a time and attitude. Walk the streets of Lunenburg, recall the time. I'm counting all the crows upon the power line. It's beyond, beyond, beyond. I don't know where to go and I don't know where to run. It's beyond, beyond, beyond. Of any place I know, this is the darkest one. Of any place I know, this is the darkest one. In 87 I moved away. So long, boys, I'll be back someday. A visit every now and then. It's the beginning of the end. Judy'd come to see us when we'd play in town. Family things, trying to think of something I can say to them. Coming up with nothing again, again, again. It's beyond, beyond, beyond. I don't know where to go and I don't know where to run. It's beyond, beyond, beyond. Of any place I know, this is the darkest one. Any place I know, this is the darkest one.
Makes she's everywhere. She's underneath my skin, laughing at my side. I can't eat or sleep. I'm in and I'm in deep. Nowhere left to hide. She's knocking at my door. She says she loves me more than anyone I know. She's kicking at my door. She says she wants me more. Cubing with a broken bow.
Right there. That was, of course, The Transmitters. That's a band out of Vancouver. The Transmitters feature members of ex-smugglers. We have, who else is in The Transmitters? I can think of a couple of, is it The Parallels? I think they are. I think so. Yeah, anyways, they're awesome. So anyways, The Transmitters there, with the song Invisible Girl from their new album Busy Singles. And then before that, we heard Joel Plaskett with the song Beyond, Beyond, Beyond from the album 3. And Joel Plaskett has a new album out, as I just told you about. And it's got 3 CDs, so it's actually 3 albums. And a lot of the song names are actually repeated 3 times, as in Beyond, Beyond, Beyond. I'm trying to, off the top of my head, I can't think of any of the other song names, but that song is good. I really like that one. At first, I was a little iffy because that album goes all over the place. There's a lot of sort of folky-ish, country-ish kind of songs, which really isn't my thing. And that one kind of bordered on that, but it was really, really, really good. So it worked out okay. Joel Plaskett, he seems to be mellowing in his later years. He's not very old. I mean, he started with Thrush Hermit when he was, I don't know if it's true, I heard they were in junior high when they first started. It almost seems impossible, but I think the first EP, Thrush Hermit, was either 93 or 94. So yeah, can you imagine? Anyway, so he's like a seasoned veteran, you know? Okay. And that was that. So I'm going to be out of here in, 13, 14 minutes. Andrea is in for Val. I don't know. I haven't figured out where Val is yet. She just scooted into the other room. Val, though, is, let me tell you, she's always off doing things. I kind of live vicariously through Val. Val, and, you know, her show is Folk Oasis. She doesn't have kids. So I'm not trying to say not having kids is wonderful. It is. See, I have 2 of my own. So, of course, I think it's like whatever you don't have, you want, right? The grass is always greener on the other side. And God, I'm not at all saying I don't want kids, but I'm just saying, I do reminisce upon those happy sleep-in days, those days where, you know, you can go out and party. Oh, you know how it is. Val's still in that, so good for her. All right, enough of that. So let's move on and listen to some more Canadian music. Oh, I think we're going to hear... Look at this. I'm so flying by the seat of my pants, and I don't even really care. Oh, that's okay, though. How about some Super Friends? We were on the East Coast there, so let's continue. The Super Friends, of course, Matt Murphy, who then went on to form the Flashing Lights. And do I have any of that here? I do. Hey, that's what we'll do. We'll listen. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to listen to the Super Friends right now from their 95 Murder Records album, Mock Up Scale Down. We'll hear the song Rescue Us from Boredom because I love it. Mind you, that seems to be the only song I play. You know what? No, I'm going to change that up. I'm going to play as Karate Man. Haven't listened to that in a long time. So we'll hear Karate Man first, and then we'll hear Rescue Us from Boredom because it's my own show and I can do what I want. Isn't that wonderful? I love it. Okay, so Karate Man first, and we'll listen to Rescue Us from Boredom. Then we'll move on to the Flashing Lights. All right, we'll fast forward a few years to 1999, and we'll hear something from their album, Where the Change Is. That is the deal. So I will be leaving us, well, not permanently. I'll be back in 2 weeks and at 6:30. So the show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's where Canadian music is played every Wednesday night from 6:30 until 8. And I guess I bid you all adieu until then. And CITR is the station. This is what you are listening to. Let's make sure I got everything set up here. And yeah, that's that. Okay, this is the Super Friends.
Dress! The Summer Music Festival train isn't over just yet. Get to the Rifflandia Music Festival from September 24th to 27th.
Just a puddle hop away in Victoria, BC, you can check out Canadian artists such as Tegan and Sarah, Holy Fuck, Final Fantasy, Pink Mountaintops, The Most Serene Republic, Beja Bulat, international acts such as Beach House and Horace from Australia, along with DJ sets by Chaos as well as Brandon Cannon of Broken Social Scene.
At multiple venues in downtown Victoria, the festival will also host the delegates and showcase artists of the fourth edition of Transmission, www.transmitnow.com. Tickets and more information are available at www.rifflandia.com. September 24th to 27th, Rifflandia Music Fest. Don't miss it.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Talk to you. You're cool beyond repair. We love you. He just stared and smirked, doing a cool jerk. Said you kids could make me sick. I'd like to see you try. Don't you know my life? Such a drag to me. All this heavy metal, all this heavy irony. I wanna be back home watching my TV. Yeah.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth.